In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with volume 20, November 2nd, 1926. We are on, I think, paragraph number 6. And Jesus just tells Louisa that you're one with the Blessed Mother. You're the little newborn of the divine will. And everything that our Blessed Mother has gone through, everything that Jesus has gone through, they've given this to Louisa. And why? Because now your prayers, calling the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven, are from heaven. It's the prayer of Jesus. It's the prayer of Mary in a human born of original sin. So we see the mission of Louisa. So Jesus says, even more, by possessing my divine will, souls linked to you, Louisa, will possess my life. You see what Jesus is saying? This is a promise. This is a knowledge. This is a truth that Jesus gives to Louisa. And as we read it, he's saying, do you want this? He says, even more, by possessing my divine will, the souls linked to you, Louisa Picaretta, will possess my life, my mother's life, the new Adam and the new Eve, permanently present within them, just as the blessed in heaven possess it. May your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. So what is he giving to Louisa? He says, this abundant life of Jesus and Mary. He says, I want to give this to all my children who are linked with you, Louisa. You're the connection between Jesus and Mary. He says, the link between my mother and I, Jesus says, is you, Louisa. And all those that want to be linked to my mother and I go through you, Louisa. It's like if you want to be a Franciscan, you go through St. Francis. It's the same thing here. If you want the divine will, the one who possesses the divine will is Louisa, the firstborn, the newborn of the divine will. And through her, we are linked to Jesus and Mary. It's not to go to Louisa for Louisa's sake. It's go to Louisa because we want to be with Jesus and Mary more than what God gave to the saints. The saints learned how to do the will of God. Now Jesus is saying to us, I want to teach you how to live in the will of God. Permanently present within yourself, the life of Jesus and Mary. Therefore, my divine will be the veil that will hide my life in the souls linked to you, Louisa Picaretta. Listen to what he says. My divine will be the veil that will hide my life, my mother's life, in these souls that are linked to you, Louisa Picaretta. Why do we love Louisa? Because of this promise. And we really begin to experience that. And it's a hidden life. That's why Jesus, I should say, Father Bucci says, to live in the divine will, you have to live a hidden, little, and insignificant life. Because it's the life of Jesus. It's the life of Mary through Louisa. It's a new beginning for humanity. It's to go back to where Adam was before the fall. So Jesus says this. He says, the blessed in heaven possess me within themselves as their own life because true happiness has its origin inside the soul. So the saints in heaven have true happiness as their origin that's inside their soul. So the happiness which with the saints received continuously by the divinity holds hands, listen to this, and exchanges the kiss with a happiness which they possess inside. This is the kingdom. This is the wedding feast of heaven. Listen to this. True happiness has its origin in the soul because the blessed in heaven possess me within themselves as their own life. And so the happiness with which the saints receive continuously, every heartbeat, every breath, if you want to say, by the divinity, holds hands and exchanges the kiss with the divine happiness which they possess inside them, inside themselves. This is why the saints in heaven are fully happy. You see what's coming to earth? May your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. A happiness that is fully happy. This is the divine will. This is what Jesus is offering to us. He really, as you read, you're getting glimpses of this, I love you. You're getting glimpses of this kiss. You're getting this glimpses of this oneness with God. And that's heaven. That's happiness. See, Jesus, the saints tell us this. Jesus came to earth to find a bride. He found this holy church, and he's going to marry the church collectively. But he tells Louisa, I'm going to marry each human individually, as if they had their own God, their own Jesus. This is what he says. How amazing is this? So let's think of your different irises, different fingerprints, different voices, sizes, shapes, colors. He loves our uniqueness. And one of the things that he shows us, the saints show us, is even the scars that we have on ourselves that were not there in the beginning will radiate in divine light in heaven. It's even the faults, the failures that we have, not the failures, the imperfections of us on earth, in heaven, they will be glorified. This is why when you look at the martyrdom of the saints, with their scars, if you want to say, in heaven, they're glorious. Everything that we've gone through on earth, the good, the bad, and the ugly, that again, a lot of the times the bad that we've gone through is our own choice. God will use to bring about glorification. And this is what's coming. What's coming, no eye has seen, no ear has heard. What God has planned for his children is abundant life, full happiness. So he says, in the same way, the souls who possess my divine will have my perennial life within their hearts, their minds, their souls, which you, Louisa, possess, which will serve you and will serve those souls who have this as continuous food, not once a day, like the food of the sacramental life. So here Jesus is saying, I'm going to feed you with this first bread, the bread of the divine will. You're going to be nourished by this first bread, the bread of the divine will. There's no more hunger, no more thirst, no more sorrow, no more sadness, no more sin, no more death. Why do you think Our Lady said to Bruno, time has now come to an end? That era is coming to an end. It's over. It's very close to being over. And soon the kingdom is going to be on earth as it is in heaven. Total happiness. So Jesus is saying, those that begin to understand this are happy, are peaceful, are joyful. And that's what you see with the little children of the Holy Divine Will. They're happy. They're peaceful. They're joy-filled. See, this is a life that begins now with anyone who wants it. It's not after we die. We die to our ego and our will now. We die to our human will now. Why? To live in the divine will. So Jesus says this. He says this sacramental food that we have once a day is just to prepare us for that continuous celebration, this continuous feast, the wedding feast. He says, in fact, my divine will make a greater display and will not be content with giving itself once a day. Rather, it will give itself continuously. This is the perennial communion that Adam had, where Adam walked and talked with God in the cool of the evening. That's what God wants to do with us right now. And the souls that are reading the Book of Heaven are beginning to experience this. And what's really great is when that great day happens, when the divine will is going to be manifested on earth as it is in heaven, we're not even, No eye has seen, no ear has heard. We have never experienced the happiness that's coming, the glory that's coming. So Jesus says this. He says, it will give itself continuously, the perennial communion, because it knows that these have pure palates. It's the palate of Jesus, the palate of Mary. Strong stomachs, the stomach of Jesus, the stomach of Mary, to be able to enjoy and to digest in every moment the divine strength, the divine light, the divine life, and these sacraments. It's continuous. This is why Jesus calls the divine will the sacrament of sacraments. This is why Jesus calls it the sacrament of sacraments. So he says, my sacramental life will serve as food, as delight, as new happiness for the life of the supreme fiat, which the souls linked to Luisa will possess. So what does that mean? We will have Holy Mass in the new era. We will have the Holy Mass. And he says to Luisa, wait to see the power that the Holy Eucharist is going to manifest to those souls who receive Holy Communion in the new era. We haven't seen anything yet. This is such a great and glorious time to be alive. He says, the kingdom of my divine will be the true echo of the celestial fatherland, the true echo of heaven on earth, in which he says, while the blessed in heaven possess their God as their own life, they receive him into themselves also from outside. Now, therefore, this is important. Jesus tells Luisa, you're going to be transmuted. That's inside and outside. The creature is going to be transformed. Inside and outside is transmutation. Therefore, inside and outside of themselves, the souls who are linked to Luisa will possess divine life, and they will receive divine life. So here it is, this breathing in and breathing out, this breathing in, this breathing out of one with God, this rule of God, this breath of God, this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit that's close at hand, Jesus said 2,000 years ago. For those souls who are reading the divine will, you can taste it now. It's so close. You can taste it. The kingdom is going to be established on earth as it is in heaven. Divine happiness that the saints possess is going to be on earth, inside and outside. Transmutation. They possess divine life and they receive divine life. This is giving a glimpse of what the kingdom is about. It's giving a glimpse of what God is asking us to call. He's asking us to call the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Inside and outside of us. That's why Our Lady says to Bruno, time has now come to an end. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of the era that has been filled with misery and sin. It's going to be gone. Jesus is saying, I have to give you what you want. What do you want? He says, what you want, begin to live it. Don't just think about it and say, well, that's a nice thought. Begin to live heaven on earth. So he says, I'm going to show you how and why this is going to happen, because I'm going to give you the book of heaven. That's what God has done. What a great and glorious God we have. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Luisa. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command, that all the little children of the holy divine will become divinely healed in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.